This is a question, Dr. Schreiber. Our pet parakeet has the run of the house. I mean, he's on the drapes. He's all over the place. I just wonder, is this an advantage in our getting him to cooperate? I mean, for instance, talk or come to us? Because he hasn't as such as yet. He's all over the place and just sort of independent. And when I ask him to come over, he just opens his mouth and wants to bite my nose off.
Well, personally, I'd feel in a particular case like that that there are too many distractions if you let him fly around the house and then try to get him. In teaching them, just as we do with our other animals, we have a special training period where we just work with that particular animal. And I feel that in teaching a parakeet how to talk, the best place would be in the cage or right on your finger.
Well, I'm going to cage him in from here on in. Good evening. Yes. All right, Linda. Mm-hmm. Oh. I see. Yes. Well, how old was Stinker when she had puppies? About a year old. Mm-hmm. All right. And what are the symptoms? Okay, Linda, we'll ask these two questions. You bet. Dr. Schreiber, let me ask you the first question. Linda has a dog named Stinker, and she had some pups too not too long ago, about a year old, and she seems to have abandoned them and not giving them the motherly care that perhaps they deserve. And particularly, one dog, she points out, that she ignores. Is this normal, she wants to know, or is this something that is unusual?
Well, there are many times a dog will abandon her puppies, and that sometimes happens for many reasons. She may have had a hard time having them. There may be too much distraction in the house, for one thing. Abandoning one particular puppy, normally I would assume that perhaps there is something wrong with that one puppy. It depends upon the age of the puppies, how long ago she had those puppies. If it's at 4 to 5 weeks of age, she's normally weaning the puppies now.
All right. And the second question I'll ask you, Dr. Charon, and Linda asks, what are the symptoms when a dog has worms? Is there any way of telling?
Well, I don't feel there are true symptoms of worms. If she suspects her dog of having worms, if she'll contact her veterinarian, have a sample checked, and that way you'll know for sure if the dog has worms and the type of worms. There are no true symptoms of worms.
Good. Good evening, sound off. Hello. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you feel it's the hip that is correct? Uh-huh. Well, what kind of a monkey is it? A spider monkey. Uh-huh. All right. Well, we'll find out right now for you. And thanks so much for calling tonight. Good evening. Well, this lady has a daughter who has a monkey, a spider monkey. And she told her daughter that the strap should go around the hips. And the daughter says that she believes it should go around the neck, which is correct.
Around the hips.
Around the hips.
Around the hips.
Uh-huh.
They're a little too active for around the neck.
Let me ask this question about monkeys now that it's been brought up. Are they enjoyable pets? Are they unruly or anything?
Well, you've heard the expression, they're more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
I sort of stepped right into that one, didn't I, Doctor?
Just the least bit.
Well, that's an adequate answer. The time is 9 minutes before 10 o'clock on WJBK's Part 2, and we're enjoying our visit here with Drs. Schreiber and Dr. Charon, and they are from the Southeastern Michigan Veterinary Association. And once every 2 months, two gentlemen of the association will visit our studios and come before our WJBK microphone and answer questions that you may have pertaining to your pets. So let's find out if we have another one here. Good evening, WJBK. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. How come your dog wants to do what? I didn't get that, Mm-hmm. All right, that's a question that's a good one, I think. That's the one I want to know the answer to. Thanks for calling. Well, the question here is, why do dogs bark when people come to the door, and what can you do to eliminate it?
That's a normal protective instinct. A dog will bark. In fact, I feel a dog should bark, but not excessively. You have to stop the dog after he gets out a few barks. Uh-huh. And that takes a little time and a little training. If a dog is old and it's let to become a bad habit of constant barking, you have trouble there of breaking him of it. In fact, some dogs you never do. But with a pup, let him have his few barks and then say stop or no or that's enough and pet him. Quiet him down by handling him. But let him know he can get a few barks out just to let you know that somebody's there.
Well, you know, some friends of mine have a little Pomeranian. And I really do like the dog, although I don't let on that I do. And every time I visit them, why, the dog comes barking at the door, and then he's all over me, see? And they keep saying, Beta likes you, Casey. Beta likes you. Well, I don't know. I pet it, and then it's all over me again. So,
You mean it jumps all over you?
Yeah, oh, it's
a
playful
usually a playful
dog.
Greeting, and uh-huh. He's pleased to see you.
Yeah.
a Pomeranian, or some of your toys are a little more high-strung or nervous than your larger breeds, and they will carry on a little more.
I see.
But with calming him, if you picked it up, probably and petted it would quiet down.
Okay. Good evening. Sound off. All right. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. This type of brace that you're talking about on the teeth. All right, I'll ask that question. Thanks for calling. A lady wants to know if it's common for a dog to wear braces, and if so, is it usually found with show dogs?
Well, personally, I'd say not as a rule. Do we put braces on the dog's teeth? The main condition that I could think of where braces might be required would be in malformation of the jaw. And then as far as show dogs are concerned, that would be held against the dog if there was malformation of the jaw.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Good evening. Sound off. Yes, sir? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, all right. And it's a boxer, about 18 months old? All right, sir, and thanks for calling in your question. Good night. The gentleman has a boxer, 18 months old, and he believes that, let's see, it's all right to give the dog bones from the table, you know. But his wife and also daughter doesn't feel that this is the thing to do.
His wife and daughter are right this time. From a veterinarian standpoint, it is very poor. I wish some of these people who feed their dogs all types of bones off the table could stay in a veterinarian's office and watch the trouble that comes in just from feeding a dog bones. I mean serious trouble, not just the getting a bone caught in the teeth, but actual obstructions in the digestive tract, puncturing the intestines, and doing a lot of serious damage.
For instance, I suppose a chicken bone would be the most dangerous, wouldn't it?
Any bone that will splinter like a chicken bone.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people I know give chop bones, and the dog will bite off the end of the chop bone and swallow it whole, and it'll lodge somewhere in the esophagus between the neck and the stomach. It won't move either way.
Oh, boy. And then that certainly demands an operation, doesn't it?
Definitely, and it's quite a serious operation.
Well, then why do they always portray the dog in the... like Fido or somebody in the comic cartoons chewing on a bone?
Well, I guess it's an accepted story, old wives' tale. A dog can actually digest part of bones if work's been done on it, but from the amount of trouble it causes and what little good they get out of it, it's best not to give it, particularly an adult dog and a boxer who can crack at just about any bone that you give it. Mm-hmm. Don't give it any bones. Your hard biscuits will take the place of it.
All right. One other question related to this question. That is a rubber bone all right? These hard rubber bones that I've seen.
From my experience, I'm going to say no. I may be sticking my neck out because a dog will bite the end of that bone off, and rubber is the most serious foreign object, or the most common foreign object you find in a dog's digestive tract.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you, Dr. Chan. Well, now, Dr. Shriver, we'll get a question for you here. Good evening. Yes, Albert? Why, and how old is the Fox Terrier, Albert? 3.5 months. All right, we'll get an answer to that question. And thanks for calling. Albert wants to know how often you should bathe a Fox Terrier who is about 3.5 months old.
Well, my standard answer to bathing a dog is when necessary. In other words, if they become offensive and odor to you in the house, or they run through a mud puddle, then they should be bathed.
All right. Well, we have, I think, time for one more question on Sound Off for this evening. And then we'll have Barney Lee and the news. Good evening. Yes? Yes, ma'am. All right, Alberta. Uh-huh. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. It's protruding from the lips, uh-huh. Okay. I'll ask Dr. Charon that question, and thanks for calling tonight. Well, Dr. Charon, we have a question here from an Alberta, and she says that I have a bulldog with one tooth that protrudes through the lips, and can anything be done about it?
Two things. One is not done very commonly. There was a question asked earlier about braces. You can actually put braces on to try and pull the tooth back in its proper position. The most common thing done, if the tooth is obnoxious or bothering a dog badly or eroding, that is wearing the gum out, actually literally wearing the gum out, you remove the tooth.
Well, all right, and that sort of winds it up. Gee, it went so fast tonight. This 30 minutes usually does go by quickly, and I often wish we had more time because I see the telephone is still ringing, and I know there are people thinking up questions right now and saying, I wish I would have called sooner. Well, Dr. Martin Charon and Dr. Leonard Shriver, I want to thank you very much for visiting us here at WJBK and also for giving us a very fine dissertation about teeth in animals and also answering our questions for our WJBK listeners.
Well, thank you, Casey, and it's been our pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Good night, Casey.
Good night, Doctor. And I hope that it's our pleasure that you come and visit us very soon and have another interesting half hour with us. Dr. Martin Charon and Dr. Leonard Shriver, both veterinarians and members of the Southeastern Michigan Veterinary Association. Well, that about wraps it up for this evening. And once again, thanks for participating on the program and also tuning us in. We'll have another show of this kind, let's see, two months from yesterday. The second, or is it 1 month from yesterday?
1 month.
All right, well, good. That's all the better. So a month from yesterday, I hope you'll be tuned in to Let Your Pet Sound Off on WJVK Radio. This is Casey. We'll play host to some records right after Barney Lee reads the news, and we'll kick it off with Elvis Presley and go on to play more of the hit records up until 11 o'clock on WJBK Radio, AM at FM 1500 on your dial in Detroit. Hire the handicapped, you'll find it's good business.